This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. You're listening to a pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you back to the 1980s music scene, as I do every Friday night here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. If you tuned in last week and heard our automated DJ Rick Deckard instead of me, that was due to a technical glitch at the station. In fact, it was the second one that happened to me that night. Alas, the Squid Pod was not meant to be that night, but I do want to thank Bob Donovan and Edward Bucher for all their help trying to get the show online. So tonight, I'm going to try again, although with some minor edits to last week's show, the most notable being the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago last week, November 6, 1981, this British fantasy adventure film was released in the U.S. It was directed by Terry Gilliam, a former member of the Monty Python troupe, and starred Sean Connery, John Cleese, and Shelley Duvall, just to name a few. Name the film. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, Time Bandits. That was the first big hit film in the U.S. for Gilliam. The film opened at number one and remained there for 4 weeks. George Harrison wrote the song played during the closing credits, Dream Away, specifically for the film. During my standard show opener, I feature an excerpt from Time Bandits, a short dialogue between Time Bandit leader Randall and Kevin, the young boy who inadvertently joins them on their journey. Gilliam considers Time Bandits as the first in his trilogy of imagination, followed by Brazil from 1985 and ending with The Adventures of Baron Munchausen from 1988. As Gilliam puts it, their theme is the, quote, craziness of our awkwardly ordered society and the desire to escape it through whatever means possible. The three films focus on the struggles and attempts to escape them through imagination. In Time Bandits, it's through the eyes of a child, Brazil through the eyes of a man in his 30s, and Munchausen through the eyes of an elderly man. As you know, if you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio. Kicking off the show tonight with something from George Benson, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Can throw our all
sharp silent thunder, sky as black as day. Pulling a dream away. Centuries, you don't know where you land. It's so dark in mythology. Treasures of history to be found in the legends of time. All the handiworks remain. Only a dream away. Measure the mystery and the sound. It's that taking of time. Still the handiworks remain. Only a dream away. Orion, Nye, Orion.
Listening to Songs from Squid Pod, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We started the opening set with George Benson and the title track to his 1980 release, Give Me the Night. Wire followed with Ahead from their album, The Ideal Copy, from 1987. Normally, I start the show with the subject of the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which, if you're just joining us, is the film Time Bandits, which celebrated its 40th anniversary last week on November 6th. But there's no associated soundtrack to feature. However, George Harrison wrote and performed the song played during the closing credits, specifically for the movie. So I left it last on the show intro set list. The name of that track was Dream Away, and you can find it on Harrison's 1982 release, Gone Troppo. We'll start the next set with a local band that found moderate success with a Roy Orbison cover, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock me Amadeus. Es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock me up, my dick is talking.
Stop! they give your game away.
Girl, nothing much to take. I'm an absolute beginner. But I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest can go to hell. I absolutely love you. But we're absolute beginners. Eyes completely open, but nervous on the same.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm your host, Savoir Faire. That last set started with a local band, The Fools, and their cover of Roy Orbison's Running Scared from their 1981 release, Heavy Mental. Falco reached number one with Rock Me Amadeus. In 1983, Duran Duran's Is There Something I Should Know became their first number one hit in the UK. It was released here in the States later that year, where it would peak at number four. We stepped outside the 80s briefly for Hall & Oates' Rich Girl. That was their first number one hit here in the US. And David Bowie wrapped the setup with Absolute Beginners. The 80s hair metal band of the week is up next here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Thank you. I always have the strangest fear. It's more like a dream, but it feels so real. Cause when I'm walking down the streets, just a rapping to the beat, I swear I saw a shadow just following with me. I don't mean to go astray, but it's driving me crazy. Cause the things I see are not really there. I went to my doctor. He said it's nothing serious, just a small plane factor. Go home and get some rest. Get on for the best. A little love and care is what I think you fear. So as I thought for a while, then I started to laugh. Then I laughed so much, I started to cry.
Oh, I got a feeling.
that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I'm Savoir Faire, and this has been another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, your source for the best music from the 1980s. A quick rundown before I sign off for the night. We started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Madam X, and the track Cat's Got Your Tongue from their 1984 debut, We Reserve the Right. Madam X was formed by sisters Maxine Petrucci, who was the guitarist, and drummer Roxy Petrucci. Roxy would later play drums for the all-female metal band Vixen. We then listened to We Believe from Ministry's second album, Twitch. German new wave artist La Dusseldorf followed with the title track to their self-titled album from 1976. Taking a little step outside of the 80s there. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week is Mr. Groove, and I featured his single Someone's Clockin' Me from 1983. That, of course, being his take on Maxwell's Somebody's Watchin' Me. I started off the show with a jazzy number from George Benson, so I thought I'd bookend the program with Steely Dan's Glamour Profession from their seventh and final album, Gaucho, from 1980. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and remember, keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO. Medford.